Hello and welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks so much for being here. Haley and I are currently literally having to look through pop culture right now because we have nothing to report on.
There is just nothing going on. I'm like so just confused. Like, what's happening?
There's literally nothing. It's so dry. I need all the TV shows to start.
It's so dry.
Yeah.
No.
I do have too. Like... Okay, so obviously I have no weekly update because like automatically skipping to pop culture. Do you have something
no, to I have say? Nothing.
Okay, the only thing I will say about pop culture, I watched the TikTok cult documentary.
Oh, was that good?
Yes.
Okay, I want to watch that.
Yes, it's called, wait, is it called Dancing for the, I think it's called Dancing for the Devil.
Yes, uh-huh.
And it's about the 7M, I don't even know, group or uh-huh. whatever. Anyway, yeah, it was good. You should watch it.
Okay. Did it make you like hate TikTok? Or, like...
It doesn't make me hate TikTok. It just makes me like want everyone to unfollow every member of 7M.
Yeah.
It's really sad, but you should watch it anyway. It's really
Will
good.
Will it scare me if I like watch it by myself at night?
No, it won't scare you.
Cause like I'm not like really a scared at night person, but if I like read a scary book or like watch or listen to something scary, then like all of a sudden there's like someone breaking into my house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's not scary unless you're like a TikTok dancer.
Oh,
it's not scary.
Nope, could yeah. never be me.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. It is kind of freaky. The main girl that it kind of revolves around and talks about.
Yeah.
Her name's Miranda.
Okay.
Anyway, it's just kind of freaky to like look her up on Instagram and like she acts like nothing's happening, just still posting.
Even though like this documentary has come out.
Yeah.
I really want to watch that. I also really want to watch what's it called? The one where it's like that website where couples go to like
To cheat.
And then like all their info got leaked.
Ashley Madison.
I really want to watch that one too.
Yeah. David and I actually started watching that one together. And I don't know. We didn't get very far in maybe like 30 minutes.
Okay.
But David fell asleep.
Oh,
anyway,
dang it.
When he woke up, I was immediately mad at him. I was like, you would never cheat on me, right? Like immediately.
Yeah, maybe that's not the best one for the couple.
No, I mean, it's good. You should watch it. And I should finish it.
Put that in your head.
Yeah. No, I should finish it because.
Oh my gosh.
It's probably really good. I can't remember if that one's multiple episodes or just one.
Okay.
But yeah, I want to watch that one too. And I just recently watched The Twin Flame.
Oh, cult. Yeah. Yeah, was that good?
Yeah, that one is really good. You should watch that one. That one is a little more, I mean, it's not scary, but I would say it's a little more like creepy vibes.
Like
than
sinister-y.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's like old though.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, Escaping Twin Flames. That one's really good.
Okay,
so oh, and I'm not really one to watch like cult documentaries, so
I just watched actually a really creepy one. It wasn't a cult though. Crap.
What was it?
It was like a murder investigation one.
Oh yeah, I can't
crap.
Do that.
What is it called? Oh, it was so psychotic though. It was so good.
Really?
And now I can't remember what it's called. Gosh dang it.
I can't do that. Really I can good. No longer watch like true crime. I can't do it. Yeah.
I used to listen to My Favorite Murder, which is like a really popular true crime podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so good. And the hosts are hilarious. They are so funny. But yeah, like once I got pregnant with Vivi, I just like couldn't watch it all the time anymore. So now I only do if like there's like something specific either that I hear about or whatever, but I used to like listen to it religiously. I can't do that anymore.
Mm-mm,
so,
I can't
like,
do
really
it.
Creeps me out.
Yeah. We used to watch a lot of Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds
yeah.
is like my mom's favorite show.
I love Criminal Minds.
I can do like 3 episodes and then I need like a 2-month-long break because
yeah,
it just gets in my
head.
It's
a lot. Yeah. I can only watch that when Vince is home and yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, other than that, I don't know, they just released all the photos for Jen's Men.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen? Well, yeah. I mean, they released photos before, but
yeah,
these are like their true like
yes.
cast photos
uh-huh.
that they just released, and they look better in
they
the
do
cast
look
photos.
Better they do yeah. look better. I will give them that.
Yeah.
I don't think they're great by any means, but there's a couple that I'm like, okay, like if you have a good personality, like Mm-hmm. It will make you a lot cuter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They look a lot cuter.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm really excited. When does that come out? It's in July.
July. Yeah. I don't know if they've even said like an actual date, but it's in July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the shows we're going to be watching this summer when they come out?
Oh my gosh.
Bachelorette.
Yes. Hopefully Bachelor in Paradise.
Hope. Oh my gosh. Please. Everyone, please, whatever you believe in, say a prayer, put out the good vibes.
Seriously.
We need Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
What else? What else is coming?
I still have to watch Bridgerton the second, like,
oh yeah, they're doing part two, huh?
Yeah. Part two comes out in like a week or so.
Mm-hmm. Have you watched the first part?
No.
Okay, so you're waiting for the full thing.
I'm like, I refuse to just watch the first part and then wait a month to watch the second part. Like, no.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, but I didn't know if, like, anyway.
Yeah, because it's like three episodes each. So it's like, it's very bingeable. So I would be binging it later. I'm trying to think what else. I know there's more than that coming out, though, that I'm excited for. I just can't think off the top of my head.
I know, I can't either. I'm going to dive into Love Island for the first time.
Yay. Oh, wait. Doesn't that come out this year, too?
Yeah.
At some point?
I don't know. Tell me.
I think so. I think it does.
Is it not a summer thing?
No, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it normally is.
Yeah, the season that Ariana Maddox is hosting.
Yes.
So it's Love Island USA. Anyway, I kind of dabbled in a little bit of Love Island USA the last season.
Uh-huh.
And I could only get through like the first three or so episodes.
June 11th, by the way.
Really?
Yes. And
on Peacock?
Uh-huh, on Peacock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I think on Hulu too. Oh. But yeah, I feel like Love Island, I feel like the first like, the first episode's really good. And then I feel like kind of episode, like the next like several are kind of like, I wouldn't say like boring, but definitely more boring. But then like once they really start coupling up and like once bombshells come in, then it starts getting really good because of course all the heads are being turned, but they're like in a more committed relationship. It's very good. Mm. Very spicy.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we need to be watching that.
Okay, and
that
comes out accountable to finishing it.
Yeah. Yeah. That comes out so soon. I'm so excited because let me tell you, I'm already bored of the Kardashians.
Oh no.
I made it through.
I haven't even watched it.
Yeah. Like what? Two episodes come out or three? I don't know. I'm already bored. So I'm like, I need something new to watch.
Yeah. They're kind of just being phased out, aren't they?
Yeah. They kind of are.
And then nail in the coffin with Northwest Performance. I'm done. They're all dead to me. No,
she's the only one holding them together. Are you kidding?
Honestly. True.
Yeah. The children are the only ones holding them together.
Truth.
Yeah. I heard that in the last episode, I didn't watch it, but I heard in the last episode that Khloe Kardashian was complaining that she did not have a night nanny for her kids. And so anyway, people were just like, they are so, I mean, obviously they're so out of touch, but you know, they're like, we just like, why do we have to listen to this extremely rich person complain that they don't have a night nanny?
Honestly, why does she not have a night nanny?
I don't know.
If I were her, I'd have like five on rotation.
And
like,
she could totally.
A roster.
Yeah, she could totally have.
Is that her third baby?
No, it's her second.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got True and what's the boy's name? Tatum.
Yeah.
I think it's Tatum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute. Anyway,
Tatum Thompson.
Yeah. Yeah, they like their T's, don't they?
Yeah, but cute.
Yeah, it is cute.
I actually really like the name True.
I do too. I think it's cute.
It's cute. Okay, well, anything else? Anything you want to cover?
I don't think so. We're two boring gals this week.
No, we're not. We're not boring. I'm feeling... He's like, yes, we are. I'm feeling more upbeat this week than last week.
Oh, me too. Yeah. So. Could be the caffeine you brought me.
Good, yeah.
Chelsea brought me a huge swig.
Yeah.
I was like, literally, the second she walked through the door with it, I was like, bless you, woman.
Yeah. I was like, I'm bringing caffeine this week. We need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we can get into this week's episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So this week it's going to be very chill. We thought it would be fun to kind of, I don't know, just go over summer fashion trends. Summer's here. I don't consider myself a very fashionable person, so take everything I say with a grain of salt.
Well, we'll just be like smashing and passing trends. So
yeah, we're just gonna, you know, give our thoughts and opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I didn't like know what all the fashion girlies were wearing this summer, so I had to go to TikTok, of course.
Of course. It's
my main source.
Were you enlightened?
So, yeah. Yeah, sure was.
There's actually a lot going on this summer.
There is.
Like, is this how it is every summer? Or like, I don't know. There's a lot of like bold trends, like very different, kind of unique to this year, I think, type of trends. So
yeah, I mean, I've been wearing the same thing for 8 years.
Yeah,
every summer. So
you know what's interesting, I've actually been watching the show Sex and the City for the very first time.
Is that on Netflix?
Never watched it before. It is on Netflix.
Okay.
It's so good for like me. I don't know, I wouldn't watch it like with Vince. Like, it's definitely not his type of a show, but like just a show that I watch by myself.
Okay, wait,
it's
though,
so good.
Okay, so I wouldn't normally be like, oh, should I have David watch it with me? But have you watched Desperate Housewives? You have, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you, and do you think like, I don't know, is it like kind of comparable?
I would really say the thing with Desperate Housewives that's different, I think, is like kind of the murder aspect.
Yeah.
Like the mystery aspect. And they don't really have that in Sex and the City.
Okay.
But it is really funny. So it's kind of like, maybe Friends meets, I don't even know about like Desperate Housewives, but like, yeah, because there are like, they are like single women.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. David watched all of Desperate Housewives with me. So I'm like, if I can get him to watch that, maybe I can get him to watch something else.
But maybe. I love Desperate Housewives.
Me too.
But what I was going to say is it's really interesting because as I'm watching Sex and the City, a lot of like the fashion then, because they are all of the four women that they follow, they all have very different style, but like really cute style. And like, it's really interesting to see like how all of it is like very popular right now.
Oh
yeah.
Cause when was it filmed? Cause the style now is very Y2K.
Yes. Still. Uh-huh. Yeah. It was like, I don't know. I know it like started airing in the '90s.
Oh, in the '90s.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking that up.
Yeah.
When did Sex and the City start? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. June 6th, 1998.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So Charlotte, one of the characters this last week, was wearing this like cherry red, like tie front corset top. And I was like, oh my gosh, I would literally wear that now. So cute. So anyway, so kind of fun when you're looking back at trends. And as I'm watching this show, I'm like, so cutie.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so I've been enlightened by this journey of looking at fashion trends. And I'm like, yeah, I thought I was trendy. I'm not trendy.
No.
And I don't know if I'll be partaking in really most of these trends, but
yeah.
But we are now here to enlighten you on fashion trends of 2024. Well, for summer at least.
Yes, two fashion experts here to enlighten you.
Here to tell you what we found on TikTok and Pinterest.
Yep, and just sharing our thoughts. Like I said, take it with a grain of salt. But anyway, do you want to read the first one? I mean, we have like separate lists, but we'll just go through them.
Yeah, we'll just go through. We'll start with just your list you texted me.
Oh, okay.
All right. The first one is boxer shorts. What do you think, Chelsea?
Love.
You love them? Mm-hmm. Chelsea just bought some.
Absolutely. Any excuse for me to be comfy, cozy, literally wearing pajamas all day long.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, I guess I'll do it.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'll do it. Okay.
Guess I'll be trendy for once.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why you don't say you're trendy, because I feel like you always dress cute.
Oh, thank you. I'm all for the boxer shorts. I think they're really cute. They, to me, are just like, they're just like a pattern short, which I love.
Yeah.
So anyway, I love personally.
Yeah, I am going to have to say pass on this one for me. I could never see myself wearing boxer shorts. And
I can see it.
Really?
I can see you wearing the shorter ones.
Not me being like, let me go buy a pair.
Yeah, I think you should.
I don't know. I just like don't know how I would even like style them up. I feel like
I will tell you exactly how you would style them.
Yeah.
So you would wear, I think, a shorter pair of boxer shorts. Yeah. I think I'm more likely to wear the longer.
Yeah, I'm a shorty short gal.
Yeah, you are. So I think you'd wear a shorter pair of boxer shorts, and you would look really cute in like, not like a wife beater, but like a white tank top.
Okay.
With some boxer shorts and some like sneakers.
Okay.
You could pull it off. You would be really cute. I think you need to hop on that trend.
It's a don't knock it till you try it situation. But
yeah,
I feel like the way I've seen them styled, I'm like, oh, it just like kind of looks like you're wearing jammies out. And so I'm like, me, I'm like, I don't really want to wear jammies out. Like, and so I'm just like, I would have to find a way to style it that would like make me feel like I wasn't wearing jammies. You know?
You're less frumpy than me.
I don't know.
I'm very frump.
I don't know. I don't think that's true, but I don't know why. I just really like tank tops and short shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you would look so cute. In that same
category.
Yeah, in that same category, pajama pants or like linen pants, which I also really like.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I've seen some really cute ones on Amazon that are pretty cheap.
Yeah. I think with the linen, I think like kind of the old money aesthetic, you can kind of like throw some linen pants in there and it can be really cute. Mm-hmm. I just do not look good in linen pants. I think I'm too short.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just look personally, weird on me. I mean, I think on other people, this is really cute. I think for me, I would aim more for boxer shorts personally. Yeah. But I do think the linen pants are cute. And I think like it is nice for summer. You know, they're really light and airy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think they're cute, but I don't know that I'll be caught buying any.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. We have a cuffed denim pant with a wide leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pass for me. All of these suck.
Honestly, these are pass for me too. So the first time I had seen these was today on TikTok. Oh. And I saw like three different people post about them. Yeah, and I was just like, wow, like, is this really truly a thing? But yeah, it's either like wide leg jeans or shorts, but it just has like, it looks like the bottom is like rolled up, but it's like a really thick
roll. Yeah. I can't.
Yeah. I just don't know that I love them.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And like, I was not a fan of like any of the like relaxed fit jeans for the longest time. And then I put on a pair and I was like, I love these. And I actually think I look really cute in them. Mm-hmm. Vince hates them. Absolutely hates them. Thinks they're the ugliest things ever.
Every man hates
them. Yeah.
They're like, bring back the skinny jean.
They make your butt look so good.
Yeah. And I think that's the difference between like old wide leg jeans and then
the wide new leg ones.
Jeans they make now.
Yeah. We've got like the wedgie jeans now.
Yes.
They're much better. Yeah. This like really thick cuff is ugly. I'm sorry. I can't with it. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not really a big fan of them, but apparently they're in. I've yet to see them on the streets, but apparently they're in. I saw three different girls post about them.
Sheesh.
So anyway, next up we have Adidas Sambas, and these were obviously in like even last summer in the fall, but carrying into this summer as well. And I think they're really cute. And I actually really want a pair.
I do too, really bad.
Yeah.
It was like one of those things when someone like, I think it was my sister that first told me like, oh, I really want like Adidas Sambas. And, or like this outfit would be cute with Adidas Sambas or something like that. And I was like, well, I don't even know what that is. And then I like looked them up and like, when you see them just like not on someone, you're kind of like, okay, like I don't understand. But then when you see them on someone, you're like, those are so cute. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, they just make every outfit look cute.
Mm-hmm. And they have so many cute colors.
They do. Yeah. Yeah. I want some too. We should get matching.
That would be so fun.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Write it off on our podcast taxes.
What a good idea. Yeah. They're so cute. And I also put just like flat sneakers in general.
Yeah.
Are in. So cute. I love a flat sneaker.
Me too.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Haley's neighbors are having a party outside.
Like, are they okay?
Yeah, they are having a really good time.
Lovely.
We should go join.
Yeah, honestly.
Okay, next is denim on denim.
Smash for me.
Really?
I love denim on denim, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think so, it's cute too.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, super cute.
All right, next is white monochrome.
Yeah. Yeah, white is very in.
Very in.
This summer.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes. I'm actually going to a Noah, I don't know if I already said this on here, but I'm going to a Noah Kahan concert in July. And I was like, oh, I really want to wear like a white dress. And I was like, oh, I wonder if that's going to be like easy or hard to find. So easy to find. It's like very, very in.
Yeah.
Right now.
White is super in. And then like with the white monochrome, it was like white dress with like a cream cardigan. So mm-hmm. it's like you can mix like your whites and your creams and all your off whites and whatever. So,
which anyway. I think is also like, depending on how you style it, could be very like old money aesthetic too.
Yeah.
Which I think is cute.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like it. I love white. So,
yeah, me too.
I'm all about it.
Me too.
Okay. Next, trucker hats. What do you think?
Okay, here's my thing with hats as trends. Mm-hmm. I think everyone looks either cute or not cute in different styles of hats. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't think there's like one hat that looks cute on everyone. Mm-hmm. And so when it's like, oh, a trucker hat is the trend right now, I'm like, okay, well, like 75% of the people aren't going to really look cute in a trucker hat. Yeah. That's how I feel about bucket hats too. I'm like, I never really got it until I saw it on like the right person. Then I was like, okay, wait, you look cute in it.
Yeah,
fair enough. So I kind of feel the same way with trucker hats. I personally think women look cuter in like a baseball cap, not a trucker hat. But I mean, you do you.
I actually don't know if I don't think I've ever tried on a trucker hat.
Yeah, I've worn like a couple of Vince's before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He owns trucker hats?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Don't know if I've ever seen them.
Yeah, that's all he wears is trucker style hats.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's only the only hat that like fits his head right. Yeah.
Perfect. The only hat Vince can pull off is a trucker hat.
Sorry, honey, but pretty much.
Yeah.
But he looks really good in a trucker hat. You know that reel that goes around where they're like, oh, like if you pissed off your wife, all you have to do is like show up at the Starbucks and like turn your hat backwards. Mm-hmm. That's literally Vince for me. I'm like, yeah, fix all the problems.
So funny. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not like a big hat girl. Yeah. So.
Like for yourself, you don't really wear them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we discussed this in a past episode where I just think my head is like massive. And so no, I just don't look up a hat. I wish I did though, because I wish I could just like throw a hat on, you know?
All you need is a Lulu hat. They look good on everyone.
Really?
I wear like the Lulu baseball cap. And they look very cute on everyone, I think.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Like, if that were the trend, I'd be like, pass, or smash, not pass. Yeah, yeah, but, like, trucker hat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I actually think I look probably best in, like, a...
In, like, a baseball cap, yeah. Well, the trucker hats are just so bulky. Yeah. So, like, you know?
Yeah.
All right, we've got maxi skirts.
Okay, I mean... I think they're very cute.
Yeah, I know
your thoughts and opinions, but
pilgrims.
I personally think maxi skirts are very cute, and they are very in this year. I had no idea they were so in.
I know,
but very in.
I'm like so terrified of maxi skirts.
Why?
I don't know. They just like scream like pioneer.
That's only because we live in Utah, you know. Maybe, but think of like,
yeah, maybe it's just like because outside. I was forced to wear them so much growing up, especially in the summer.
You have trauma
because my mom like would not let me wear anything above my knee, like not a single thing. And so I had to wear maxi skirts, so maybe that's why trauma.
Okay, yeah. I mean, fair enough.
Yeah. So
maybe, if it's a traumatic event for you, then fair enough.
I will say I have seen some really cute, actually, some people style them very cute in like a bohemian style that I thought was like really cute on someone else, like definitely not on me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Okay. The worst for me though is the denim maxi skirts. Literally, if you ever see me wearing one of those, just like bury me in the ground. Because I've lost my marbles.
They are so in. Even yes, like when we were talking about like denim on denim, I was seeing like tons of denim maxi skirts with like a denim vest or like, you know, and very cute. I really think it's cute. So
scared.
And I think you would look so cute.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll never find out.
I mean, never say never, Haley.
That's true. Cute.
Okay, next up. Is leopard print
shocking?
I'm like, I know. I'm like, is leopard print back?
I'm like shocked. I thought animal print was in for so many years that I'm like really surprised that it would like come back in. Yeah. You won't catch me in it. Pass.
I don't know. I saw a decent amount of leopard print, and you know what? Leopard print maxi skirts is what I saw a lot of too.
You are literally bringing back my like middle school trauma with a leopard print maxi skirt. Like I can't with that.
You would look so cute.
No.
I know, but it is really surprising.
Really surprising.
Yeah, really surprising that leopard print would be in.
Because even like zebra came back just a couple years ago where people were wearing zebra stuff. And I was like, wow, I never thought zebra would come back. And that's just not that I've like never thought like animal prints would come back. I feel like they stay in. They stay like minorly in.
Yeah.
Always. You know what I mean? Like with the right material, the right style, like you could, you know, it's always kind of in, but like if it's making like a big comeback, that is actually surprising to me.
Yeah, think I would prefer to wear leopard print over most animal prints.
Yeah, I would too, for sure.
Yeah, zebra is going to be a no for
me. Yeah, zebra. Actually, you know what I could wear?
What?
If I had like a little going
like
out
snake
top. Like, no, alligator? I could wear maybe, but I could wear like a little zebra print, like bandana style top. I could see myself wearing that.
Okay. So, well, that's something you will never catch me in is a bandana style top.
They're so cute.
Never.
I don't really have the boobs for it, but.
Do you need big boobs for it?
You don't. I feel like a medium boob is like, you know, always the nicest boob.
I definitely have a medium
for every top. So yeah, you would look really cute in it, but no, depending on like how it fits, it actually can look cute on like for the little boobies too.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, you would look cute in it. Thanks. I feel like you're more of an alligator print.
Yeah, probably. Print, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I picture you in.
Yeah. I think you're accurate on that.
Yeah. How we get off on these tangents.
I know.
I don't know either. So, leopard print anyway.
Leopard, pass for me. All right, bubble skirts and dresses.
These are big.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who would have known? I actually think that the mini skirt, not me with all the like short shorts and shorty short things, but I think the mini skirt bubble skirts are actually very cute.
Yeah.
I kind of actually want one.
Yeah. They're really cute.
Especially if they had it in like maybe like a little short, what is it called? A skirt.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that.
Yeah. They're cute.
Very cute.
Yeah.
I didn't look up a dress version.
Oh yeah.
Is it like a shorter dress?
They have shorter and longer
dresses. And longer. Interesting.
Yeah. The shorter ones I would say are much cuter. So yes, the short skirts, the short dresses are really cute.
Yeah.
Something else I have on my list here, it's like a couple down, is drop waist dresses.
Mm.
And there are a lot, we'll touch on that in a second, but there are a lot of bubble
drop waist
dresses, and they're really cute. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's cute because they'll have like a black top, but then like the white
bottom,
you know?
Yeah.
Bubble skirt. Anyway, really cute.
Okay, cute. Yeah, I think it's a smash for me.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fun.
Are you surprised that that's a smash for me?
No, because I think the bubble skirts are
cute. Yeah.
Yeah, they're cute.
Oh, geez.
What?
This next one.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Capris.
Absolutely not.
It's a thing. It's crazy.
Ladies.
To me.
Ladies.
I literally learned so much today looking on TikTok. I was like, excuse me, capris are back. But you know what? The right outfit, they really are kind of cute. But I have never liked myself in a capri. Not when I was in elementary school, not in junior high. Like, I never loved a capri. And I think it was because I would consider myself pretty average height now.
Okay.
But when I was younger, I was considered tall. And people would always tell me, oh, like, you're so tall and whatever. So I would feel like if I was wearing a capri, it looked like high water pants on me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. And I just felt like I didn't.
Yeah, really, you didn't want to
look
very
good in them.
Yeah. Accentuate that.
Yeah. So you will not catch me wearing a capri anytime soon. But there are some really cute, like I was seeing, like the wide leg capris. Mm-hmm. And anyways, they looked really cute on some
people.
Girls. Yeah.
Well, I will have to see that to believe it. But yeah, capris are a pass for me. Can't with the capris, especially like a denim capri. No.
I can see like 11-year-old Haley like rocking capris.
Yes, I don't want to bring this up again, but it's literally just childhood trauma. Like seriously, always with the capris. It's all I could wear.
All the like Y2K fashion just bringing up trauma.
Oh yeah, for real.
It's so funny.
All right, we have drop waist dresses.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, anyway, I think they're so cute.
I think they're so cute. They are so flattering.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. Yes. I think they're flattering on like most body types.
Yes. There was like one in particular that I had like looked up and I was like, oh my gosh, that is like just this like very first one. Yeah, just like to so a wedding. Cute.
So elegant. Oh
my gosh. So flattering and beautiful. Anyway, very into that. So need to get one.
I know. I'm like, but what would I wear it to?
I know. Yeah.
Actually, same. Do I buy a drop waist dress to wear to my military banquet at the end of this
month?
You do.
Yes.
Where do I find one?
Yeah. For those of you that, well, I just literally Googled that and so many popped up. So
they're so cute.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, you usually like have like a, at least once a year, like a formal military event. Mm-hmm. So we always have to find a dress for that. Yeah, you should.
And why have I been to so many but don't have any formal dresses? I'm like, what have I worn?
What did I wear?
Yeah, I'm like, what did I wear to any of that? Like, it's so confusing to me. Why do I have to find a new one every year?
I don't know, but I mean.
Anyway, yeah, they are so cute. Get this first one.
Oh, it's literally off of Shein.
Perfect.
It's $18.
Okay, wait. Do you say Shein or Shein?
I say Shein.
Okay, I used to say Shein, but then.
Is Shein?
I think so too.
Yeah.
Okay. But now I'm used to saying Shein because all of my girlfriends that live in my neighborhood, they order a lot off Shein and they find really cute stuff, but they all call it Shein.
Yeah. No, it is. You know me and my correct pronunciation of brands. It is Shein.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what I used to say.
I had to look it up because I was like, why is the brand Shein? Like, that's so weird. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yeah, it's Shein.
Okay. So I'm going to post another poll.
Yeah, sorry, Flo. It's Shein.
You know it's Flo. Anyway, yes, Flo calls it Shein. I used to call it Shein, but now you can catch me calling it Shein.
Honestly, at the end of the day, it can be whatever. It's like,
I know. It doesn't
You can order 30 things off of there for $100. So call it whatever.
It's just like watching the Super Bowl and finding out that Temu is pronounced, what was it, Temu? Or whatever.
It really is. Oh, I didn't even know that. Temu?
Yeah, because they had tons of commercials during the Super Bowl and it was like Temu. And I was like, no, Temu.
Yeah, it's Temu.
Like, don't ruin this for me.
Well, crap. Yeah, why did you ruin that for me?
Anyway, we'll just call it Temu. It's fine. Okay. Looking back down my list. Oh, platform shoes.
Yes. Smash.
Hard smash. I love a platform shoe.
Me too. And
I've literally said this like 15 times on the podcast. I love a platform shoe.
Me too.
Always and forever.
Converse, Tevas, Kinas, whatever. Mm-hmm. All the cute platforms I'm here for.
Yeah. Like a few summers ago, platform sandals were really in.
Uh-huh.
And I bought like 5 pairs of platform sandals.
Really?
Yes.
I love that.
And
for you.
They probably sprung my ankle.
Oh yeah.
Like 4 times.
Sprained.
Yeah.
Sprung
my ankle.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But anyway, hurt my ankle multiple times last summer.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
I looked cute while doing it.
Yeah, you did. That's one thing. I just feel like they elevate any outfit you're wearing. They just make it look so much cuter. I don't know. So cute.
Yeah, they're so cute. And I do love a platform Converse.
Yeah, they're so cute.
My favorite. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, hard smash for me. Kitten heels. What do you think?
I'm just, as much as I am a platform girly, I'm just not really a heels.
Me either.
Person. So, like, for me, they kind of just, like, look like just, like, kind of like little old grandma shoes do. The kitten heels do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm sure people can find really cute ones and, like, make them cute. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's a pass. Like, I won't be wearing them.
Yeah. It's definitely not my style. But yeah. I think for someone whose style it is their style, like, uh-huh. I think they're really cute.
Yeah, what an amazing trend for them. They don't have to wear like a 6-inch heel anymore.
Yeah,
to
I
be
know.
Like elegant.
Yeah. Or like picture like a drop waist dress with like a kitten heel.
Yeah,
like,
that's very cute. True. Very cute.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Or, that's what you'll be wearing.
Or no, probably not. But there were a lot of capris with kitten heels.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes. Also, well, I don't have this on my list, but it was, I don't even know like what you would really call these, but they are like flip-flop heels, but they're like kitten heels, like really short.
Oh.
You know?
Like a kitten heel sandal kind of?
Yes, but literally like a flip-flop. Like a flip-flop vibe. Anyway, those were big too, but I don't know what you would call them.
Huh.
But I saw those with capris a lot too.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Huh.
Okay, oval sunglasses.
I like them. I think they're cute.
I actually just purchased two
pairs. Oh, did you?
Literally today.
They're so very cute.
Over the weekend.
Okay.
I went to a birthday party.
Okay.
And at this birthday party, there was a very specific Utah influencer at this birthday party. Okay, I won't name names.
Yeah.
I was a little starstruck by her, I won't lie.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Stunning, glowing, radiating. I'm not even kidding.
In person.
Yeah. But she was wearing an oval, where she was wearing oval sunglasses.
Yeah.
An oval sunglass. That's what I was going to say.
An oval sunglass.
She was wearing oval sunglasses. And in that moment, I was like, oh, I need oval sunglasses.
I love that she's an influencer online, and then she influenced you in person.
Immediately, yeah. I was like, I need those.
Did you just Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah, and I actually, because I didn't buy them like that day. I literally bought them today.
Okay.
But I saw them on TikTok and this girl was like, yeah, these are like a 2-pack off Amazon. And anyway, they were really cute. And I was like, okay, yeah, I need those.
Yeah,
those I saw so-and-so wearing those on Saturday.
Well, you should send those to me too, because I would love a cute. I have like a little like rectangular ones, that were in like last year and the year before.
Yeah.
Like the small ones, but I really want the ovals. I think they're very cute.
Yeah, we will have to see how they look on me though. I feel like personally with my face shape, I pull off like a big sunglass.
That is me too.
So we'll see how the oval looks on me.
Yeah.
But I saw her wearing them and I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah. You're like, those are very cute.
Like maybe if I wear those, I too will look glowing and radiant.
You always look glowing and radiant. You have beautiful skin.
Haley, you're so nice.
You do. But I'm very excited for you to get those so I can see if I want some too.
Yeah. They're so cute. I'll send you the link.
Perfect. All right, we have yellow nails, clothes, etc. Yellow. It's like a kind of like a pale yellow.
Yeah, like butter yellow specifically is like people are saying is like the color of the summer.
Love it.
Haven't you seen like the yellow nails?
Yes, I love yellow nails. Okay. Though. Like, yeah. I've always loved like a light yellow nail. It's just actually hard to, it's in the past, it's been hard to find.
Yeah.
Like a good yellow nail.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a neon.
Well, you know how like chrome nails are really in?
Uh-huh.
I feel like people are doing like butter yellow chrome. And they're really cute.
I literally did that to Lake Powell last year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I loved them.
You were ahead of the time.
I guess so. Because you know what's funny too? And I have never owned a single yellow thing. When I was just in Vegas a few weeks ago, I bought like a buttery yellow top.
Cute. Yeah.
And like I, especially with like having platinum hair. I don't know. I just have never been like yellow. I don't know. Maybe it's because we don't want our hair to be yellow. So we're like a little bit scared of yellow.
No, I was going to actually ask you what you think of blondes and yellow.
Yeah. I mean, I think it can for sure work. I just think, I don't know. I think it's like scary to be like a cool toned platinum blonde and wear yellow. But I think maybe with a good tan, it works. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the top I bought, I actually think I look pretty good in. So, but I am really tan for me.
Yeah,
right,
you
now
are tan. Oh my gosh.
So
yeah, I actually
maybe that's why.
Love blondes and yellow.
Really?
And you either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
I feel like people either love a blonde and yellow or they hate it. And I personally love it because I feel like it's so sunshiny.
Yeah, it's just like very, I was going to say, I was picturing kind of like a honey blonde with like a yellow dress on. I'm like, that's very cute.
I love it though. I love it whether you're super tan because like obviously looks so summer and so cute. Or like super pale. I'm picturing like Elle Fanning.
Oh,
in
like a yellow dress.
I'm just like, I love it either way.
That's true.
So
I just like you don't see it as much. And maybe that's why it's hard for me to picture.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan. So it's a smash for me.
Yeah, me too. Love yellow. So fun. Next is fruit everything. So
it's like fruit patterns.
Yes.
Like,
okay. So like cherries everywhere and strawberries everywhere and I don't know, what is it, like guava? I feel like you just see everywhere.
Yes. Even like avocados.
Yeah, and even like I feel like maybe this isn't like a summer trend, maybe it is, but like all the like charm necklaces and how everyone has like a little fruit charm on their charm necklace.
Yes.
And you know what I mean?
I was gonna say I just made one and I have cherries on mine.
Yeah. It's like so cute. And
so cute.
I just bought the freaking cutest Converse that are cherry Converse. and I'm obsessed with them.
So cute.
Yeah. So personally, I mean, I like the fruit trend. I do think it could probably be a little tacky.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but
depends on like what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. But for the most part, I think it's really cute. I think like everyone has a fruit that like matches their personality or something.
Yeah. I can see that.
And I can definitely see you being like cherry.
I was going to say, what am I then?
Yeah. I can definitely see you being like cherry.
Trying to think what I would think for you. I don't know.
Don't say like an orange.
No, I was going to say either like a strawberry or blueberry gal.
Oh, blueberry. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think if you and I were like cherry and strawberry.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'd be the strawberry.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that.
I don't know. Let's go take like a personality quiz to see which fruit we are.
Seriously. That's so funny. Yeah, I love that.
Okay, moving on to your list.
Okay. So my first one I found was like the knitted or like the crocheted crop tops and vests.
Yeah, cute.
I think they're so cute. Yeah. I love them. I have a couple and I think they're so cute.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to see them.
I know. I need to wear them.
Yeah, you do. I love anything crocheted and like knit.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of that. Sorry to go back to Sex and the City, but you see a lot of that on Sex and the City. It's really? So fun. Yeah. Yeah. So fun. I also had maxi skirts on mine, but I had it in more of like the coastal cowgirl aesthetic.
Oh, so with like what? Like cowgirl boots.
Cowgirl boots and those like belts.
Yes,
those
like I was just
big
gonna say.
Chain kind of belts.
Uh-huh.
And I think it looks cute on other people, but it's a pass for me and my.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Personally for me too. Pass. Yeah. But yeah, cute on other people.
Do you have my list on your phone?
I do. Let me find it.
I was going to say, well, I can...
Just going to let you read down the list.
I can either hand it over to you if you want.
No. I will find your list. Sorry. Real professional over here. Okay. Next. Oh, little white dresses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like we said, we love the white.
Yes. Smash for us.
And I love like a little dress, period.
Me too. Just like a cute... That is one thing that we have talked about, but just like the like ultra feminine, flirty, fun like vibes this year for girls is so fun. I love it. Just, yeah, I think it's so cute and fun.
Yeah, so cute. Oh, you have boxer shorts too.
I do.
Yeah.
Do you know my thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We love boxer shorts. Kaylee will be wearing.
Not me next time. I mean, like, I love them. My weekly update next week.
No, literally, we're going to look for some for you
some
after
cute
this.
Ones. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to convince you that it's the thing.
I will try a pair on. Capris,
really?
You could not get me to try a pair on. The boxer shorts, I would see.
Okay.
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 I'd give them a go.
Yeah, deal.
Vince will hate them, but it's okay. Because
who cares? Yeah. Who cares? You know what? David actually says he loves my boxer shorts.
Oh, really?
Loves.
Why easy access?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Men's brains, you know,
loves
I don't know.
Flowy
I don't ask
article
questions.
Of clothing.
Yeah, I don't ask questions, but he says he loves.
Okay.
So maybe Vince would like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Find out.
Yeah.
Okay, denim vests, which you mentioned like a little bit ago, but
they are so cute.
They're so cute.
You would never catch me dead just like wearing a vest, like only
no,
because that's
like
the thing.
A vest only, yeah.
Yes, like you would never catch me dead just wearing one. But they are so cute on other girls.
Yeah, I think they're so cute.
Yeah,
I want a good like cute denim one. Just have to find like the right style and the right wash of denim.
Yeah. You would look really cute in a denim vest.
Thanks.
Oh, tube tops. Are tube tops in?
I literally was at Lululemon yesterday and they had an athletic tube top.
Stop.
And it actually was like buttery soft and I want it, but again, cannot because of the boobies. Can't do it.
How can you work out in a tube top?
You can't. You cannot.
Yeah, like what?
You cannot. But they had one. And yeah, just like, and when I was out at another store called Altered State and lots of tube tops.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was very young, my stepmom, she's Puerto Rican.
Okay.
She brought me back a tube top. I was probably, I don't know, 13. She brought me back a tube top from Puerto Rico And I remember just trying it on. I thought I was hot stuff. And my mom, who like would literally let me wear anything. Like she did not care. But she was just like, what is going on?
Because
like,
only only the sleazy gals wore tube tops back in the day.
Well, my mom, she would call it like a boob tube. She's like, why did she bring you a boob tube? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm actually loving.
Yeah, you're like, but actually I feel fire. I love that so much. I like tube tops. Like I actually have a couple. Oh. I just never find myself like wearing them just because I don't know. I just don't feel like they fit me super well. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like it has to be the right fit, size, and style.
See, I can picture a tube top paired with a maxi skirt. That might be your vibe, Haley.
I've seen that on Pinterest.
Yeah. Or a tube top paired with like, why am I picturing like a, I don't know, like a blazer short set, like an open blazer with a tube that'd top be cute, or something. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cute. I can see it. I want that Lulu one though, because that was very soft. Want that to wear around.
I mean, I have questions, but like, how can you work out in a tube top? I can barely work out in.
Maybe it's more of their like athleisure line, because it was near like their soft stream like pants and shorts. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's meant to be more worn with that, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Okay, next is ruffle sleeves, and you're gonna have I might have to Google, or you're gonna
just like think of any like tank top or shirt with a literally a ruffle sleeve. Yeah, just a ruffle sleeve. Okay, just very in, just again kind of that like ultra feminine like flirty vibe.
Yeah, that's just cute.
A ruffle sleeve. I think it's cute. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into that.
It's really cute. As long as it's not like too large of a ruffle, I think I'm for it.
A real big ruffle?
Yeah, I'm not a big ruffle gal, but a small one I could do.
Yeah, cute. Okay, athletic skorts. Oh, love.
Me too.
I love a skort.
Me too.
Forever and always love a skort.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... I don't know what else to say about it. Because
that you can wear like with super casual and then like with a cute pair of sneakers, and it's just cute.
Yeah. And you know what's never going to go out of style for me, like period, is just like athleisure.
Oh, me either. Like, yeah, forever.
Anything. Athleisure.
I don't care if it goes out of style, because yeah, I will be wearing it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I would too. Be more considered, not that I only wear Lululemon, but like if you had to put me in a category, I'd for sure be the Lululemon mom, where like I mostly wear athletic. Like athleisure wear.
Yeah. Does Lululemon have cute athletic skorts? Do I need?
You know what? I did see a couple there that were pretty cute, but I have not tried them on. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't know. I literally got mine from TJ Maxx for $12.99 and I love it.
You score at TJ Maxx.
I know. It's because like I go in Vegas. It's always when I go to the ones in Las Vegas that are better. Utah's are like... not as good for whatever reason.
Yeah. Haley showed up at my house on Memorial Day with like a bog bag, but it was Hurley.
Yes.
And she was like, oh yeah, I just got this from TJ Maxx. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah, for $30 instead of $100 and whatever.
Yeah. It was so cute.
Because I love the bog bags. And like one day I want one still just because they're cute. But
I saw them at, oh my gosh, what is that party store in American Fork? What's it called?
Zurchers.
Thank you. I saw bog bags at Zurchers in probably, I don't know, December or January that were like $25.
What the heck?
Yeah, but they were like the really like bright colors. You could tell they were just trying to like
get rid of them. Still though. But yeah. They're the best. Like I literally bring that thing with me everywhere because it's just so nice to like pack the park stuff. And it's just like if something spills in there, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're the best. You can see everything in there so like easily. It's just really great.
Yeah. So if you want a bog bag, look in the winter.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just where I saw my Zurchers for really cheap. They also had them at Hobby Lobby.
Oh.
I don't know.
So
like
random.
I know. I didn't see if they were like discounted, but they were at Hobby Lobby too.
It's actually a really good thought.
Yeah.
Love shopping for the next season.
Same.
It's fun. All right, we have tie front tops where your belly button is showing. I didn't know how else to explain this, but it's like, you know, it's like tied like kind of like where your boobs are, and then it like opens in the front, so your belly button's like showing.
Yeah, and they're like the really flowy.
Yes.
Yeah, material. Yeah, and these are cute. I mean, again, not for me, like you won't catch me dead.
Why you look so cute?
It's just not something I can picture myself wearing and like feeling confident in.
Yeah.
But so cute on other girls.
So cute. Yeah. You can catch me wearing them all summer long. Even though I hate my belly button. My children blessed me with a wrinkly belly button. I will never.
No, they didn't.
Yes. Stop. I love them so much, but I never had a wrinkly belly button before.
No.
But I'm actually getting used to it now. And so now I just don't really care as much. Like, and so I'm like, you know what? Like, if I want to wear that top, I'm going to wear it. And everyone can just deal with my wrinkly belly button.
Also, you look fire and there's not a wrinkle to be found on that belly button. I don't know.
Very what stretched out.
Although you and I, like, it's so funny when we were doing our pregnancy episode.
Oh, yeah.
We were sending each other like pregnancy photos in like our month 9. Anyway, we were just both like, why are we both so big?
Yeah. Well, it's just crazy because you and I carry similarly. We just gain the weight everywhere. Like, we are not the belly only gals.
No.
And like, you and I have different like body types, like naturally, like different bone structure, different, like, you know what I mean? Like, you and I are built very different, but I feel like pregnant, we look the same.
I know.
We twin.
It's because I think actually you and I both gain a lot of weight in our faces.
Yes.
Yes. Ugh,
and so why are we cursed this way?
So we are twins.
Why? I have a friend that literally just had a baby. She was like almost 2 weeks overdue. Mm-hmm. She literally only in her belly, and her face did not even swell a teensy tiny bit. And if you're listening, you know who you are.
Mm-hmm, I know, and exactly.
Yes. And she just posted a Be Real postpartum. I'm like, she looks incredible. Like, literally, I look like death after I have a child for so many reasons. So
me too.
I don't know. Honestly, there's no hate though. I'm like, it's, I just am like in awe of it because it could not be further from what I look like or feel like.
But you know what's funny is that with these tie front tops.
Oh yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yes. I can see pregnant girls wearing these. That's,
oh, I will. So if cute. I ever have another baby, even if they're out, I will be wearing those. Like when I'm, okay, my belly is cute like weeks like 13 to like 25 and then it is no longer cute.
Yeah.
But in those weeks, so cute.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's also like so in now when you're pregnant to show
off.
To
show your belly.
I know. So fun.
Yeah. So fun.
When I was pregnant, even just freaking 2 years ago, not cute.
No. I know. You would like wear like a more form-fitting like top or like dress or something to like accentuate it.
Yeah.
But not the belly out. No way. Matter of fact, I remember going to the gym and like I could not fit in anything. And so I was just wearing like a sports bra, and the amount of stares I got being pregnant with a sports bra on was like ridiculous. I was like, okay, never doing that again.
Yeah.
Scary. But now it's like a very, like wouldn't be weird at all.
No. But yeah, that would be cute on the pregnant girls.
Yeah.
Hey, cute on everyone else but me. Okay.
Gosh.
Funky florals. Yes, this is
the
last
photos.
One.
Okay,
yeah.
Photos.
Show me photos.
Okay, because when I was going through like Pinterest, I was like, I just noticed this trend of funky florals. So like just like different floral patterns than you would think. The one I'm showing Chelsea right now is more like Hawaiian flowers, almost like a little bit of a 70s kind of vibe.
Very 70s. You know what I saw on TikTok was,
these are like daisies, I think.
Oh yeah,
like,
very daisy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and this is very TikTok. This is a big TikTok trend right now. Is this?
That's something I would wear.
I know. I thought
overall,
of you.
Like floral overalls.
It's floral overalls. Yeah.
You thought of me.
I did.
I would totally wear those.
I know.
Something I saw on TikTok today was people were like, not so much like florals with like lots of flowers, but like a shirt with like one flower silhouette.
Yeah.
And they were like, and anyway, I was just seeing that everywhere and I was like, okay, that's kind of interesting.
And where are we finding this?
But yeah, funky, you know what? Floral is always in for me.
I love
florals.
Yeah.
I love to wear florals. I love to dress my girls in florals. I just think it's like forever, like feminine and cute and pretty.
Yeah.
So I love florals personally. Yeah.
Well, you need to add a little funky floral to your wardrobe this year.
I know.
I kind of liked the little like hibiscus flowers.
Yeah, those are
cute. Like Hawaiian flowers. So
I want to do an honorable mention. I didn't put this on my list, but just thinking about what I saw today on TikTok.
Yeah, go.
People were saying that like seashells are very in right now.
Sorry, I just made a really weird noise. I was swallowing my swig drink and trying to be like, at the same time. interesting. Yeah. All, like, I can think about is my brothers wearing their puka shell necklaces.
Yeah, very puka shell vibes. No. But, like, literally, like, the necklaces with seashells, or, like, one big seashell, like, I don't know, pendant or whatever. You know what I mean? Or, like, bags that are seashells.
Kind of cute.
The belts you were talking about, like, seashell belts. Mm.
Anyway. Okay, actually, I could totally see myself wearing a seashell belt. Really? Do I just get a seashell tattoo? That's, like, just reminding me, I really love seashells.
Well, yeah,
but I've never, like, worn one. You know what I mean? I had this, like, little, like, puka shell, like, anklet that I wore for, like, a year after we went to Hawaii a few years ago. I loved that thing. Cute. But I love shells. Yeah. I don't know, though. That's interesting. I'll have to, like, look that up and see how the gals are styling it.
Yeah, they're in, apparently.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I feel like we don't get to see all of, I don't know, maybe, like, all of the super trendy things living in Utah.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
It's, like, weird because it's, like, it is very, like, keeping up with the Joneses here. But also there is, like, a very specific, like, Utah aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I feel like not everyone is very, like, bold with their trends here.
Yeah, not very,
like,
bold.
The really funky trends, I feel like, I'll go to Vegas. This is why when I moved to Utah 10 years ago, I thought, and it actually really was then, way behind the times, because I was like, the trends that would happen in Vegas, like, would happen like 3 years later here. I don't think it's necessarily like that as much anymore, but I do just think, yeah, there's, like, not as many people dressing as bold here.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Doing all the little funky trends, but yeah. we should do it. Gotta start somewhere. I'll do it.
Okay. So Haley's going to be love that for me.
Okay. Not that though.
And I...
Anything but the capris. I'd rather do the maxi skirt.
No. Haley's wearing capris and I'm wearing a denim vest. Okay. We're stepping outside our comfort zones this summer.
No, I want to see you in the little tie front belly button shirt.
Oh.
Yeah. If you get to pick the capris for me, I get to pick the tie front belly shirt for you.
Oh, okay. But you would look so cute in capris, and no. I would look not cute in that.
No.
Maybe if I ever get pregnant again, I'll wear the tie front shirt.
Yes.
The tie front shirt. I love how we have no idea what to call
it. Yeah, I even looked it up. Someone, and it was literally like tie front. No, that's like, oh, yeah, probably.
There's like
an actual fashion person is like, shut the hell up, you guys. You guys are so stupid.
Well, anyway, that was fun.
That was fun. And thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to, well, you know, I don't want to say like two people who know nothing about fashion. I wouldn't consider you much more fashionable than me. I am like a biker short, extra large t-shirt kind of girl every day of my life. You know, that's like what
I'd be
wearing.
Yeah, but also you appreciate good fashion. You do. Like, I mean, we could literally talk about Met Gala outfits for like all day long.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you appreciate like the trends and the fashion, and like, if even if you don't wear it, like, you still like looking into it and like seeing other people wear it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Not that I, like, will be wearing it.
Yeah.
But it's true. I appreciate. Anyway, we'll wrap it up. I feel like this was a very tangenty episode.
Yeah, I know. It was fun, though. I had fun.
I'm glad we have caffeine.
Yes. Maybe that's what made the difference.
Anyway, thanks so much for listening. If you're not already following us on Instagram, please go follow us there. We're at twoblondes.onepod. It's where we do all of our submissions and polls, and we keep you up to date on everything. And please give us a rate and review on the podcast. That really helps us out. We hope you guys have a great week and have a great rest of your Monday. And we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.